Time in Africa.
Hello, Jumbo. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. This is the English to Africa service on the Voice of America in Washington. Today's program is going to run a bit different than usual. The first half of the hour is a special dedication to Quincy B. from Liberia. Quincy L. Burroughs passed away March 3rd, shortly after an automobile accident in Monrovia. Last week, I was able to announce this sad news of his passing with one song in his honor, but today, I celebrate his life with his music, his interviews, and farewells from fans. Jackson Mvunganyi, co-host of VOA's weekly talk show Up Front, also joins me for this. We both met Quincy in Liberia in 2016. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get back to the regular format with fantastic selections of Pan-African music and interviews. Today, I've got Zimbabwe, Mali, Guinea-Bissau, and a special report on singer-songwriter Fee from Kenya. So, sit back, relax, and join me now in this special tribute to the life of Quincy B. I begin with one of his most popular current hits, Tumba Baba.
Tumba. Abi Tumba Baba. The things you do to me, I swear I never let you go. You're my fantasy, I'm Quincy B, I'm meant to be. I swear that tumba I see, that tumba I see. Yeah, yeah. Shake that thing, I'm like in a way, how you whining that thing. See, keep on bouncing that thing. Give it to me, don't slide, I'm wanting nothing.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We're listening to the late Quincy B. And Jackson Jackson Mvunganyi is here with me in the studio to pay his respects with me to Quincy. Jackson, thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Heather Maxwell.
You
got to
admit, your last name is Quincy. But seriously, how did you know Quincy B?
Well, I met Quincy B one morning in your hotel room, and that doesn't sound right, but...
No, it doesn't.
But during our trip to Liberia, me and you last year,
yeah.
We went to Liberia, we were doing stories on Ebola, you were exploring the role of music in the fight against Ebola. I had been there the previous year, I'd met a couple of musicians, but the one musician that I never met was Quincy B. I'd never even heard of him. But then somebody apparently told you about this young man who is very talented, doing really well in the music industry. And so one morning, I wake up, I come to you, you had told me about Quincy B. I thought it was some really grown-up individual artist. And I come into your hotel this morning and there's this young boy, you're sitting together and you're talking and you told me this is Quincy B.
That's right.
Honestly, the imagery that I had of Quincy B was not who he was. So I met him in your hotel room that morning. I met Quincy B through you, essentially. You had that conversation with him and then I filmed you two talking. And then after that, I went upstairs on the balcony with him because me and him also had like a really quick video talk. You know, it was raining heavily, I remember that day. But it was a good meeting, really nice guy, very positive, very talented, really great voice.
They call him now, and they called him then the crooner of Liberia.
Mm.
And I really don't think there was a better singer-songwriter than Quincy B, even though he was only... Well, I think he was 21 because during that interview that you recorded,
right,
he said he was 20.
Right.
But I'm hearing other reports saying he's 23, so I'm not sure.
Right. So there's, I guess, a little discrepancy on his age.
There, but
I
anyway,
mean, which is not really a big issue here.
No.
Yeah.
The point is that he was really young.
Yeah, he was young. He was a young guy.
But so talented, yeah. Very versatile. He sang R&B. He did reggae. He produced
conscious reggae, not just reggae.
Yes.
Conscious reggae, because one of the videos that I've seen of him was him talking about the issues of young people face in these poor neighborhoods in Liberia, in Monrovia.
And actually, a little bit later on, when I play the interview from that time, he talks about that video and that song. So we'll get to hear a little bit of that.
But his death has really left a big hole for Liberia and for the Liberian music industry. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. This guy had such amazing talent at such a young age, but also the professionalism that he brought to the craft. You know, I remember he said that he produces his videos using one of the best Ghanaian videographers. Anybody can grab a camera these days and produce a music video. He went the next level. He probably self-financed his videos. He understood the importance of putting quality work out there, regardless of how much money he had to, you know, at his own expense. So I respected that about him.
And
setting a high standard in the industry that is just starting out.
Okay, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm with Jackson
Bunganyi.
Yeah, and when I was in my Monrovia, well, we both were, in 2016, I interviewed Quincy about the role that music played in Ebola during the crisis there. And that's when I discovered what a talented and bright young man he was.
Mm.
So,
and you guys had a conversation about some of the work that he had done during the Ebola crisis,
exactly,
right?
Yes, and so I put that together and aired that interview back in September of 2016, along with a couple other artists from Liberia about music and Ebola.
Mm.
So I'm going to bring that back right now just to remember what a special and talented person Quincy B was. So let's listen to a little bit of that interview.
I'm Quincy B from Liberia, an artist, musician, producer, songwriter.
It turns out that in addition to making great dance hits and music videos of all kinds, Quincy B is a thinker, and he uses music to take action, like in 2014 when the deadly Ebola virus struck his community.
Music is not just what we sing. Because it was through my music that certain people listened and believed that Ebola was real. At the initial stage, people were mocking it, the fact. They thought it was some government issues where people come in and they want to take money. Because, you know, when there are crises, international community, they make funds for government. And then these are the people that got the money, the government officials and the people that are in power. So, you know, the people thought that it was some strategy of getting money from...
Or conspiracy.
Yeah, something like this, some kind of conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was far more than that, because when I first heard about Ebola, I went online. Because when I hear something, I go online and find out about it. This is not the first country.
Right.
It's not the first country. It happened in other parts of Africa.
In Congo.
That's where I thought it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And people were dying. And I believe that the reason for the massive death was the fact that people did not take the necessary precautions. Even at the point where people were dying, people still did not believe. They thought the government instead was still
making people sick on purpose.
Sick on purpose. That's what they thought.
This is not a joke. This is not for fun. I seen a mother cry. She just lost her son. Think I can help her, cause she needs a ride. But then my baby warned me, help her, and we all die. Her words hit me hard, rip off my heart. How many doctors died, trying to play the part? See how many nurses with pretty faces and helping hands lost their life innocently cause they chose to lend a hand. Trying to save a dying soul, fulfill their oath. Then secretly this demon called Ebola, I took them both. A kid just lost a mother lost a son. Africa lost another.
It came to a point where I was in a studio one day with Tantan, and then I was saying, I got my gloves on my hands, but it's time for a different reason. I was trying to use the precautions that we should take, and the actual fact that Ebola is real, and, you know, to paint a picture to make people understand that they shouldn't take the situation for granted.
Got my gloves on my hands, but tonight for a different reason. I know the storm's pouring down outside, but it's a different season. How many lives must we lose for we realize, stop believing? I might be calm outside, but down inside, I'm weeping. Oh, Ebola is real. Ebola is real.
Yeah, that's Quincy B and rapper Ton Ton with State of Emergency. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're inside the world of Liberian music. Here are some few words about Ebola from Quincy B, our first Liberian artist featured today. He describes the impact that the song we just heard had on Liberians right at the height of the crisis.
How I know that the music had a whole lot of impact in my life from the Ebola, we went for an interview, a TV interview, and it went at a point we explained, talked about a song, and then we're advising people because, you know, Liberia, people respect the music. They love the music and they love their artists. They listen to us a whole lot. A lady from Harbel, Firestone, called in and she cried on the television. And why she cried, she told me, like, I'm like her son. And she can't believe that I'm talking the way I'm talking.
How so?
She don't expect me to say the things I say. And I'm advising people about the Ebola situation. If I can believe that Ebola is real, why won't she believe? She said her sons, her children love me a whole lot. And she cried bitterly, like she was moved for the fact that I'm just like her son. Her son loves me a lot. And her son told her to come and see Quincy B talking about Ebola. And she was moved. She loved the song. She kept listening to the song over and over and over again. And she was moved. And then they believed that Ebola is real. And they were going to take their necessary precautions. And they would not take it for granted. As time went by, other musicians and other artists started doing precautionary songs. And it grew wild. So people started taking precautions. And we realized that the victims started reducing. The level at which people were getting infected was reducing. And Ebola got freed up.
So music really played a huge part.
Music played a huge part of it.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
So, hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Quincy B from 2016 talking with me in Monrovia. I'm here with Jackson Vunganyi, and we both met Quincy back in 2016 because we were together on that trip. So, Jackson, you see how much of a leader he was.
Absolutely.
In that interview. He advised people, and strangers even called him her son, and people were moved to tears by the work that he did.
You know what's funny? I'm reading some of the circumstances of his death. Apparently, he had two other individuals in the car, and they were just coming from a concert later on in the late at night or early morning hours. I don't know.
Early morning.
Yeah, but he was driving in the city of Monrovia. I've driven through many times, and I remember. I know where his car crashed. Yeah, rolled over. I can see where that is. I mean, the roads are not that good. They're narrow. There are issues in that country that have to do with the infrastructure development that,
there,
you know, we can't even get into right now.
There are, sadly. But I have a Facebook post that many of you, at least who follow me on Facebook, have seen already, and it's a little snippet of that interview. And a lot of people have commented. I think I have like 560 shares. It's been shared a lot. And literally thousands of comments. I thought we would read.
And almost 100,000 views on that video.
Yes.
The kind of attention this video that you've posted of your interview with him last year, the attention that he has garnered on Facebook shows how much this kid meant to the country, not just the industry.
Let's read a couple of comments.
Mm, okay. So we're reading the Facebook posts, tributes by Facebook followers of the Music Time in Africa page. And one, Saidu A. Kone, says that, Quincy, my heart deeply bled for you, bro. I just imagine you on top of your game. Indeed, you were the new face of the R&B music boy. You were second to none. You kale my love for your music and leave me, bro. May your soul rest in perfect peace. That is a comment from Saidu A. Kone.
Let me read the next one. Dear God in heaven, can you see what devil have done to we, the youth of Liberia, taking our young and loving musician from us? But God, nothing we do in this battle. Only you can fight this unseen battle to welt our tears, because I am in tears for this guy, Quincy B. Like, he let his soul rest in peace. I'm Aaron G. George from Nimba County, Liberia.
There's a lot of emotion in these
yes.
comments. There's a lot of emotion.
And
you know, so many people... you know, heartbroken at the loss of this young talent.
Well, even the very next comment from Moussa Touré says, my sincere condolence from Freetown, Sierra Leone. So it wasn't just Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
What a great loss for the Liberian peoples. You gone, but never forgetting Quincy B. We love you, but Allah love you the most.
All right.
R.I.T.
We have another comment here from Apu Grace Kendema, who says, whenever I hear people talking about you, I feel so bad about life. Nothing can change what has happened. Rest in peace, my Liberian brother.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell and
Jackson Vunganyi.
Yeah, and we're here in honor of Quincy B., who sadly lost his life on March 3rd. I'm taking us back now to my interview from last year with Quincy B. Here he's still talking about his role in using music to help Liberians get through the Ebola pandemic that ravaged that country back in 2014. And here it is.
We're trying to give people hope that you can live after Ebola. Because there was a point where some people were getting infected, but they were getting killed. But then they were being outcast. Now, nobody would want to go around an Ebola infected. And so we're trying to give people hope that, you know, and even those survivors, we're trying to give them hope that you can live after Ebola. I mean, it's not the end of your word.
Mm-hmm.
You were infected, but you're still a human being. You're part of us.
Mm-hmm.
It got a whole lot of views on YouTube. People watched it all over because people called me from different places like, oh, I loved you. I saw the whole song. I saw you. Like family and friends that were somewhere else that didn't even know me. They said, oh, I just saw you in the Hope song on YouTube. Nice song. They appreciate it. So, you know, people listened to it all over. And I believe it affected them. It made a change because we were giving hope to people because it was a whole lot of artists, good artists.
Mm-hmm.
Every artist have the fan base. People love these artists different ways. So everybody coming together and doing one song was a really great impact. It spread widely in Liberia.
And you produced that?
Yeah, I produced the song.
You
yeah,
did
I
made the beat.
I did the instrumentals and I did the vocals.
And who wrote all the lyrics? Did each artist come with their own idea?
At the initial stage, we came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the studio together. Everybody came to the studio together.
Wow.
Yeah, we're like friends, the mm-hmm. artists. At one point, we were at a joint. We like just having fun, and then we came up with the idea. A guy came up with the idea and said, why don't y'all make a song together, giving people hope, since y'all have the fans? Because if y'all do it,
mm-hmm.
like the fans from Quincy B, KZ, Tantan, these other people,
mm-hmm.
there'll be a whole lot of people will listen because everybody will follow you. But he said he was going to sponsor the project,
mm-hmm.
but he did not.
Oh.
Yeah, but then we called him and he couldn't.
Yeah.
So we decided that why don't we just let's do it on our own. Most of the time, if you depend on people, they'll let you down. And everybody should come up with the lyrics. Everybody that sang wrote their line.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that took long was for me to work on a beat. Yeah, it took a week or two. Yeah,
yes.
I worked on it and then we released it to the public.
They come, we fight, at the end we conquer. When hard times come, our faith grows stronger. People take heart, all is not lost. No matter the case, the virus is a war. We a bunch of pagans surrounded by Goliaths. Torn from tears, we have no borders. Stay positive, our message should be to all survive, and that's you and me.
We are one people, let's come together. Together the stronger we save life. That you and me, and me and you together, that's one. That you and me, and me and you together, that's one.
Papa Dagago Hama, in my home, I pa. Nakoya Bayaname, Gavani Dakama Ebola, Kapuka Yaya Gago Hama, Nakoya Bayaname, Gavani Dakama Ebola.
Listen to us now, help us that we may never lose our ground. Lord, listen to us now, hear us, let everybody hear the sound. Everybody say,
oh,
our people are dying. You need to give a one good reason. Hope is something to believe in. We hope we can fight this. Believe we gonna watch this. Believe one day we gonna celebrate. Never ever lose our motherland.
Clean hearts, clean hands. It's what we need to save this land. Let's take precautions, save this nation. It's time to take a stand, yeah.
Sanitization is what we need. Cleaning everything around us, just like you see. Once we stick to the rules and don't break through, it's gonna be a better place for you and I. So have hope.
Yema, liba fe, epumo, bamiye, kasozo, kateko, ipolade, aniko, dese mwe, bewaso, dese nywe. One is on, I said Bill, when I get you, I said Bill, I can hear. Yeah.
Lord, listen to us now, help us that we may never lose our ground.
Lord, listen to us now, hear us, everybody hear the sound.
Lord, listen to us now, help us that we may never lose our ground.
Listen to us now, hear us, let everybody hear us out, let everybody say.
Fellow Liberians, this is Dr. Kimmy Weeks. We must unite against this common enemy. This is our time and moment in our history when we must stand together. Neither politics nor painful differences should divide us. When we stand united against Ebola, we shall overcome and conquer. Fighting as one people, Liberia will surely rise again.
Music lovers, this is Heather. You just heard Hope Song from Liberia with concluding inspirational remarks by the celebrated human rights activist Dr. Kimmy Weeks. So here's one last word and latest song from Quincy B describing his latest single, Checks and Balances.
And the Checks and Balances is a song talking about the struggles of Liberia, how people do what we do. Okay, like, but it, I don't know whether it's the economy or the government. I don't know who, I don't know what's the problem. I'm not putting the blame on anybody, but I was just trying to explain the story, like how we go about doing our hustle, wake up in the morning, we have to struggle to get stuff. Like for the real little people that can't get food to eat daily.
Everybody on the hustle. Some people know like beasts. They want some trouble. Crime rates on the increase. The government can protect the people. Hold up. No justice for the poor. Yeah. I love the way we're living. We're treating one another unfair. The way we live it, we're treating one another unfair. Yeah. What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future?
And I shot the video in West Point. West Point is one of the slum areas in Liberia. It's not a conducive area today.
Everything in abundance, but we die in rotten greed. We pray, asking the Lord for another Moses. Cause all we have is pharaohs, yeah. In our sufferings, it's what they're making business of, yeah. The rich get richer, and the poor people suffer. Them promise, say, them bring development and better education. Our lands are fertile, no food on the land. Our children, we're pushing into begging.
The way we're living, we're treating one another unfair.
the way we live it. We treating one another unfair. Yeah. What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future? The hope for the future.
Our forefathers were taken into slavery, but ain't no more than time like this with children and slaves. We're fighting a war now with guns and bullets. The enemies I see are my brothers and my sisters. We're diggers of graves while we're still living. Don't judge a book by its covers, looks can be deceiving. Whenever the sun shines, must come a rain. Who will come and take away the pain?
Look the way we're living, we're treating one another unfair. The way we live it, we're treating one another unfair. Yeah. What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future?
So, what do you mean by checks and balances?
Checks and balance was like I was looking into the good mm-hmm. and the bad.
I see. Of Liberia.
Of Liberia. The people of Liberia. The song is mostly about our low-class people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the struggle we have to face to get what we can get.
Get on the dance floor. I want you to bring it down, 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 down. You gotta love me, so they call me Mr. All the Time. I'm Quincy B, and I want you to push it. Push it.
Hey, hey, music lovers, this is Heather Maxwell, your host. I'm with Jackson Mvunganyi, and we're both here together to honor the life of Quincy B., who passed away on March 3rd. Jackson, thanks so much for joining me, and I wonder if you have any last thoughts or words.
Well, my prayers go out to the family of Quincy B., and of course to all Liberians who were, heartbroken. We are all heartbroken at the loss of this young talent. Amazing young man, great kid. We had such a fun time hanging out with him. We learned so much from him. I guess the one thing that they can do to honor his name is to continue to speak on the issues that he was singing about. Also, for Liberian musicians, he set the bar really high for you guys in terms of production quality. And I always tell this to you whenever I travel down there, is, you aim higher. And that's how your industry will progress. It will be recognized in the region and in the world in general. So, rest in peace, Quincy B. We love you. And, our prayers with the family.
Thanks, Jackson. And I also want to say my condolences to Quincy B.'s family and friends, everyone in the music community. And I add to Jackson's comment about him raising the bar. He also rose the bar, not just for production quality, but for vocal quality and melody. He was a great songwriter, one of the best. So you guys keep it up. Keep Quincy in your hearts and minds and souls when you're singing, when you're songwriting, and when you're thinking about how you can use music to make a difference and make an improvement in whatever area of life you are in there in Liberia. This is Heather Maxwell. Rest in peace, Quincy. Hello, good people. That concludes my special tribute to Quincy B. We're at the bottom of the hour, so time to get moving and grooving to some awesome Pan-African music. Here's Salif Keita with his classic hit from 1995, Africa.
Ça fait vibrer, ça fait danser.
Africa. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. That was Salif Keita, of course, the golden voice of Africa.
Hey, I am Mori Touré from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Heather Maxwell.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. Here's a new voice from Zimbabwe, Mukumba. This group released their third album called Luyando, March 10th, 2017. Luyando means a mother's love in Tonga. Now this is track 3, Kumukanda, and it reminds people to respect the privacy and secrecy of Kumukanda, which is a traditional camp for young men that initiates them into adulthood. Great. Hello, lovies. That was Mokumba with a cut from their new album, just released in March this year, Luyando. Let's go to Kenya, where Bill Odidi hooks us up with emerging artist Fee.
Hi there, Heather, and welcome from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi in Kenya. So today we're going to do a little something special, a little something different. I'm here in the studio with a young Kenyan singer and guitarist. Her name is Phyllis Muihaki, but she uses the stage name Phee, as in P-H-Y. She's very highly rated and has won a major singing competition on television here in Kenya. So I'm going to ask her to get us in the mood by playing an acoustic version of one of her new songs.
Niwei na hepa kukucheki Anipenda ye ni memwacha nyumbani Yeye hajui Baby wani changanya zinguwa hamaliza Mimi sijuwezi Ni makasa baby Forbidden fruits are sweet Naenda Mimi sitabaki Shimoni, this is where we end. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause you're taboo. Oh, yeah, well, when it's taboo, 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 when it's taboo, taboo. Cause you're taboo. Taboo, 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 ni taboo, taboo. Ni taboo, 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 ni taboo, taboo.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful, fantastic, fantastic.
Thank you.
And we're getting all of that for free?
Yeah, for free, man. Thank you.
Brilliant. So that's Fee playing Taboo and it's Taboo.
Yeah.
And Taboo.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, both.
So
yeah, both.
Explain to us what that's all about.
Well, the song is about, you know, you're dating someone and there's confusion mm-hmm. through another person. So they're taboo to your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I say taboo, pia when it's taboo, mbona unaleta mashida kwetu.
Ah, so I get it. So when you say taboo in Swahili, it also means trouble. So there's taboo in English and there's taboo in Swahili, which means trouble.
Yeah.
Where did the music start?
I started out, say, at around 2011. Because I finished high school in 2010.
Was there any music going on in school? There must have been, right?
Actually, I didn't plan to be a musician. This was not part of my life plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the plan?
I don't know. Maybe I wanted to be like an aeronautical engineer or a computer scientist or something
Of
that sort.
We all have lofty
dreams. Yeah, I know, right?
But hey, music is lofty, isn't
it? Right? Yeah. So I stumbled upon music. I knew I could sing though, but I just stumbled upon it because I was trying to buy time before joining campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, why not go to music school? Why not learn an instrument? And that's just how it started.
Introduce something from your new album.
I have my song, Ruka, featuring King Kaka and Calligraph. If you're into that up-tempo stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, this is for you.
Let's get it.
From outer space, out of this world. We come in peace, tell your master all. We are taking over this place right now. But bring your crew, you can let them know. We in town, they should dress up for the show. We are bringing down this town tonight, oh. In an African party, we stomp our feet on the ground. We raise our hands in the air and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Luka, leo hatulali jo. Dunda, sabui mpaka kesho jo. Washanale, mademi na machali tu. Hali, hali, nipo wono juu Luka, leo hatu lali jo Dunda, sabui mpaka kesho jo Washa nari, mademi na machali tu Usijali, hali, miko wono juu.
So there's Ruka by Fee featuring Calligraph Jones and King Kaka.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, the album's called Philosophy. It's a play on your name,
yeah.
Fee.
Philosophy.
What was the process of recording this album?
The beautiful thing is I had pre-written most of the songs. You know, the first album, I say it's like your life story. So there was a lot of songs that had been written. So it was just putting them into place.
How many songs did you have?
10 songs. I do have 10 songs with a couple of features inside.
You want to play for us something a little acoustic?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, what are you going to play for us
this
next?
This is a song from my album. It's called Una Manzi. No one Mrefu kama mlingoti, tamu kama mshikaki na kucheki. Pale pale, mweusi kama my coffee, ntana shati u baby na kucheki. Pale pale, sijazoea kufanya hivi, niambie. Hey, sijazoea kufanya hivi, niambie. Una manzi, oh can I have your number? Una manzi, oh can I have your number? Kama una mimi najitolea. Una manzi, oh can I have your number? Oh, 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 oh. Can I have your number? Can I have your number? Can I have your number?
Nice. That's just great. That's Fee playing an acoustic version of a song from her new album, Philosophy. She sounds really, really great, and that's why she's one of the hot new stars to watch here in Kenya and in East Africa and around the continent in 2017. That's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi. Now I'll hand you right back to my friend Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thanks, Bill. Fee is wonderful. Here's the album version of her song Ruka, featuring King Kaka and Calligraph.
Got the beautiful Miss Fee on them vocals. Calligraph Jones in the place. Rabbit. Teamwork. Let's get it.
From outer space, out of this world. We come in peace, tell your master all. We are taking over this place right now. But bring your crew, you can let them know. We in town, they should dress up for the show. We are bringing down this town tonight, oh. In an African party, we stomp our feet on the ground. We raise our hands in the air and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ruka, leo hatu la hali jo. Kesho jo, washa nare mademu na machali tu. Usijali hali mpumono juu. Ruka, leo hatulali jo. Dunda, asubuhi mpaka kesho jo. Washa nare mademu na machali tu. Usijali hali mpumono juu.
Fame, karibu. Fame, karibu.
Imagine, hivyo ndo muingianga kwa klabu. Au jasikia tunakula life na adabu na masela sela. Wana hela hela umenijazika hiu. Mase hela hela ni jui basi tela tela ni king kaka. King of Zamunda, tukondana tumedunga. Kaka clothing wabado mtumba. Mina manager tuko tight na jua mene spend thrift. Meza drinks ni mezipanga kama Tetris.
In an African party, we stomp our feet on the ground. We raise our hands in the air and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ruka, leo hatu la hali jo. Dunda, asubuhi mpaka kesho jo. Washa nare madeni na machali tu. Usijali hali, mpumono ju. Ruka, leo hatu la hali jo. Kesho jo, washa nare madeni na machali tu. Usijali hali, niko wana juu.
Jagged, yow, I go like boom, 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 boom. Mikono kwa hewa nikifika tu kwa boom, 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 boom. As I be rolling when I be the crew, so boom, boom. Get out the way, I'm feeling like money today. I'm here to pull it up all over the club, I'm willing to pay, so I saw a plan to go and tap it.
Go and tap it.
Hey y'all, Fee, what up? Let's make it happen.
Make it
I'm
happen.
Here to get it cracking. Shoulders are telling me that I'm attractive. Cause they be feeling the swag, I'm classic. Call me Papa Jones. And that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
I'm on. Ruka, leo hatu la hali jo. Dunda, asubuhi mpaka kesho jo. Washa nare madeni na
mama chali tu usijali hali mwana juu
luka
leo hatulali jo
kuna
huli mpaka kesho jo washa nare madem na machali usijali hali mwana juu
luka
guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Fee with Ruka, taken from her new CD, Philosophy. Well, wow, it's almost time to say goodbye. Let's do it with this song. Here's an artist that I featured last week, Karina Gomez. This is my favorite track from her album, Minjer.
Baluri storkiado, ago vida forenha, juntamon, vida maramon. Baluri storkiado, ago vida forenha, juntamon, neguintis, vida maramon. Bicho cai.
Peeps, it is time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And remember to follow me on Facebook or Twitter or WhatsApp at +1-202-203-4118 and Instagram too. Now, I want to say big thank you to Jackson Mvunganyi and all of you for your Facebook comments on Quincy B's passing. Also, thank you to Bill Odidi and Fee for joining me from Nairobi. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening right now. See you next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC.
I'm Quincy B, and I want you to push it. Push it.
Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.